You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Normies bore me, you adore me. Guess we both got that in common. Sense ain't common, so our commas. Why the millions are divided? Tell me something. Just
yay! What up, though? Everybody, we're back.
Hello.
Wow. So, welcome everyone to our show. Tonight's topic is quarantine dating. Or lack thereof. Yes. You know, what you doing? Are you dating? Are you popping off and everything? But, you know, before we get started, I am Christy Mack.
And I'm Berkeley.
And we are
Classic Conversation.
Woo, woo, woo. All right. So we getting it together. So, okay. So we have our special guest for tonight. Some of our singles, you know, they mingling a little bit, you know, and all of that, doing their thing, and
quarantine dating.
So, introducing Anna, she's single, and she's also dating someone special, and then we also have Ani.
Hello.
She's also single. Ready to mingle. She's gonna tell us some little story.
Right.
And then we have our handsome only male gentleman, KJ.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
What's going on?
So AJ is single as well. So like I said, our topic is, you know, the quarantine dating or, you know, lack thereof. And, you know, are people really out here, you know, dating? And if so, how y'all doing it? And, you know, are y'all doing it? Or y'all just, you know, are y'all just talking on the phone or what? What's up?
You started off, honestly. You got the special frame.
Yeah. Come on, Anna. Right. What you got for us?
Okay. That's because last night first, a gentleman that I met about 2 months before all this craziness happened. And actually, I think that even though we break quarantine by seeing one another, I still feel like this is helping us get to know each other better, because now we're forced to do more personable, like we go on picnics, we talk on the phone all day, like we're teenagers. So I feel like versus if we were still having our busy schedules going on when everything was normal, you know. But I feel like we're doing like really good with this, minus all the confusion and sadness going on. The quarantine is good for us. If that makes any sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. So you knew him before the quarantine, huh?
Yeah, but not long before. Maybe about a couple months before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all get to do like real dates.
We went on real dates, and then when all of this happened, the quarantine and the lockdown started, then we started doing other things. Like now we go on walks all the time, and sometimes we just drive around for hours. Or,
yeah, but I'm saying that y'all get to go on real date. That's what my grandma would call like a real date. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all really get to know one another. Like just driving around.
So we're going to know each other.
Yeah, y'all courting. Y'all really getting to know each
other.
That's right. You got to like somebody to go ride in the car and go walk in the park and all that shit.
I like you a lot. And he's easy on the eyes.
Look at you.
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot better.
Oh.
And quarantine, you know, you get to eat, have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been getting it in then, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, getting it in.
I'm jealous. Nice.
If he's a little younger than me, because I normally go for the older men. But I don't know his age because we have fun.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. So Anna, are you in your 20s, 30s?
I will be 30 June 21st.
Oh, okay. So he's still in his 20s.
He is 26.
So you ain't, we won't say you cougar, but you meow. You meow. Right.
A little something. I put a little auntie on them. I make them a few meals. I'm like, yeah, them young girls weren't making you that.
And you still cool enough to do a TikTok video with them.
We actually had this thing. We like dancing in the living room together. We do that.
They really courting out here. That's real cute. We do that a lot,
which is it really gets the juices flowing dancing in the living room.
You better do it.
Wow.
Yes.
Get it. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Wow.
So what about Ani? Ani, what's going on with you and your relationship status?
Relationship status is single. I've always believed in single till married, how my taxes go. It can do a few, and right now I'm just at a household. But as far as my Mr. Fixer Upper, that's what I call my status, you know.
Okay.
Mr. Fixer Upper. So those things is just like, you know, it's a relationship because when we hang out, it's very intentional. We're focused on each other. We do what we got to do to appease one another. And then we can be gone and out of them, you know. It's just mating season without producing anything.
There you go.
But low key, it literally be maintenance season. It be that time where it's like, okay, I'm not busy enough to make time for this today. Today is the day. And we're going to make time. And we're going to be intentional with this time. But, you know, and of course, as JB knows, I don't mind a daddy or uncle. I go to a daddy or uncle, you know.
So, like, what is your age preference?
My age preference, ideal, I would say mid 40s is okay, but right now I'm tangoing with the early 50s.
Damn, the early 50s? Can I ask how old are you?
I'm 30. I just turned 36.
Oh, okay. Well, happy belated birthday.
Yeah. Thank you. 420 was my birthday.
420!
Okay.
So, yeah. And it's not that I look for the age of early 50s. It's just for whatever reason, black don't crack. So when they approach me, you know, when they approach me, it's like, oh, sir. Okay, sir. Sure, sir.
Sir.
Why not, sir? you know, and it just kind of flows and does what it does.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
That's what's okay. Destination is on your left. So the double A's.
I'm sorry. Who's driving and has their navigation running in the background?
It's all right. She cut it off. That was my friend driving. Sorry.
She cut it off. They don't know where they're going.
To the D.
Hey, I seen something on the I seen something on the internet. It said if a girl needs to use her GPS to get around, then she'd keep her. Pretty much, like she ain't hawing around, and like she don't know them streets like that.
Oh, wow. Oh no, no rule 101. Take your girl to your friend's house. If she auto connects to the wireless, fuck that bitch.
Like, why do you know the Wi-Fi code?
All right, right.
Oh, you connected before. Okay.
Right. What had happened was.
I was in the driveway, and yeah, no.
Right.
So, guys, Keith.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, who's your boo? Who's your quarantine boo? What you been doing?
That's right.
I did.
What this life, I'm single too.
Anna, mute your screen, please. Mute your screen.
Mute.
Thank you.
I'm single as well, but just I'm not seeing anyone right now. How can I put this? I'm having fun.
Okay.
Meaning, I'm talking to several people right now, but not on no player stuff. Just more so on. I'm at home. I'm bored. I like to talk. You know what I'm saying? If you got a good conversation, why not? You know what I'm saying? You ain't doing that.
So it's honest.
But, I mean, it is one person I kind of got my eye on, but we see how that go, you know?
Ani asked, was it honest? Is your conversation honest? Are you running game or are you?
Oh, no. I speak the truth. Hey, look, I'm about to be 40. I don't got time for lies and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cheers.
So if Keisha were to ask you, and I'm using Keisha as an example because I see Twitter go crazy about Karen, so we're going to just leave Karen out of this. But if Keisha asks you, oh, so are you talking to other people? Is it honest for you to say, I mean, yeah. Or is it one of them, you like, nah, baby, nah. Because you're trying to warm up Keisha.
Say that one more time.
So you say you're talking to several people. I believe in serial dating. It's what I label it. I think it's healthy. I think it's supposed to be that way because
serial monogamy.
No, I ain't say monogamy, sir. I said
serial dating.
I mean,
serial dating, because that don't mean you having sex. You know,
it's just
you're taking the time to invest, to diversify your portfolio as Wall Street. Okay. So
looking for that best return.
There you go. So the thing is, when Corona comes, you're going to be fucked up in the gas. But if you got your shit over here in Zoom and then motherfucking, you know, Tesla or something, you okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, when Keisha say, oh, are you talking to other people? Would you immediately let her know? Like, yeah, I am. Are you being honest and open to people?
What if Keisha ain't the one that you got your eye on? But let's hear about Keisha.
Right.
Now, let me tell you this. It's four of them, to be exact.
If you all know, right, four? Well, damn, four. Mari.
From three to five.
You are not. Friends. Fuck up.
Wait, 1 second.
Right. I am not this talented. More power to you, sir.
And I'm
not gonna lie. Right now, I'm gonna judge you. I'm gonna tell you, you're in quarantine. That's what you're in. Right?
I'm not having sex though.
He's just talking. We're building relationships.
Well, look, I talked to one. Now, I don't really believe in serial day. I'm an honest guy. I usually only talk to one at a time. But I meet Tiffany, And Tiffany starting off slow ain't really talking about what I want to hear. So it's kind of like, let me just put her to the side because she moving slow. So I meet Renee. Renee, she pretty, but kind of the same thing. Look, I can tell by a conversation, you know what I'm saying, what it's going to be. It don't got to be no dates. It don't got to be no meetups. But I got to the point where I can just listen to you and tell what it's going to be. Now, I know, you know, some women been hurt and all that, and, you know, they like to move along a little slower than others, but that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now, to, like, kind of give each one a chance to really come out their shell and see what it is we're going to be. But, yes,
you don't got a shell to come out of, though?
Huh?
You don't got a shell to come out of,
this? No, I'm a front 100, like.
But that don't mean you ain't got no shell.
Huh?
Question.
That don't mean you ain't got no shell or no cage.
Oh, no.
Or see, no, this is the thing, like, so KJ, like, do you have, like, any insecurity?
Right.
Do you have any insecurity? Because everybody got something, right?
I mean, they say that. But I've been confident all my life. I was just explaining this to Keisha. Now, Keisha's most recent. You know what I'm saying? And I was just, I've been a confident guy all my life. The worst a woman can say to me is, no, I'm not interested. And look, I'm going to leave y'all with this. And I say this to everybody. There's 169 million adult women in the United States. And it's 162 adult men. You get where I'm going with this?
Right.
Nah, do that math for me. I'm in math 1H. I'm in remedial math. Do that for me.
She said,
"Me,
with all of them."
Dude, it's so what you're saying is it's the Fast Times at Ridgemont High vibe. It's Damone.
Yeah.
You put the vibe out to 1,000 women. You only need one to say yes.
My point is that
you said something. I mean, we just want to know. Just give us, I guess, an idea of what you said. Like, you put this person over here and this other person over here because I could tell. But you said somebody was going to be on hold. Like,
right, he's compartmentalizing these women.
But not what? Because
what you said during the conversation that during the quarantine, you like she ain't. I mean, what are you looking for? What did she say to blow that? Because I can talk to anybody during the damn quarantine and run tons of games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. My thing is this. Everybody. Well, the four that I'm talking to, only one of them is working right now. Everybody is off pretty much. So. My thing is, I get it, a woman say a man should pursue them, and I believe in that, but I believe it also goes both ways. If I'm texting and calling you, and you're not doing the same, I'm like, you know what, let me kind of put you on the side right now. Like, it shouldn't be me calling and texting every day. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I said it,
you know what, I'll tell you.
If I don't call and text, if she gonna text and call me, and guess what, she don't. Mm. Now, they respond if I call and text, but they just don't reciprocate. But
this
Keisha,
is the person that's working?
No, Keisha, she good. She good morning. How your day?
You like Keisha.
Right. Because I just made that line up. So Keisha is real.
That's what I'm getting. The other three, Tiffany, Renee, and all them, it's kind of like they pretty and all, but they ain't really saying too much.
I think this is really these girls' names.
I feel like we could scroll through his contacts and see this happening. Oh, I'm sorry. Did we suddenly be... Wait, suddenly he's looking for an around the way girl? Like what happened? Like what?
He DMX right now.
Right.
For sure.
I hope it's not these girls' names, but anyway.
I know I told you I'd be true, but Keisha got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you. See ya.
Renee,
this that's why they keep me around. That's the only reason why they tolerate me. Because I, yeah.
Okay. So Keisha has her interest. Have you seen Keisha?
Actually, Keisha was over yesterday.
Okay.
Well, what you want Keisha do?
What I'm doing outside the table. We actually went and got something to eat and sat at the table and just talked for hours.
That's what's okay. up. So you seem very poetic, talking for hours right. and everything.
Oh, yeah. I love to talk. I can carry a good conversation. That's the thing men lacking today. No conversation.
Right. Who is this Thomas man?
Who is who?
Thomas Robinson.
Oh, that's my homeboy. What do you say?
Where'd he go? And who is Krishan?
Oh, they we got some more people.
Who's that?
No, they can't. No, they're not supposed to join in. I just sent them.
Oh, they're just watching. Okay.
Yeah, they're just watching.
Then send them. Okay. See, I misunderstood. Then send them to fucking Facebook, not Zoom.
Do you feel like that soon that you would cut the rest of the women off for Keisha?
Yes.
They can still join the conversation if they're on there.
What is the qualifications for cutoff? What do they have to have?
No, I mean, them other three honestly gonna cut themselves off. You know what I'm saying? Cause what it is, it's funny, well, only Crystal probably can contest to this. It's funny when I posted a picture, what was that, Crystal, yesterday, Mother's Day or whatever, or Saturday, I was going to deliver, you know, the Mother's Day gift.
Yeah.
When I posted a picture, now all of a sudden I get texts and say, oh, hey, how your day going? But prior to that, I ain't even hear from them from days. Mm. So it's like they want to be in and out on a time. So I'm just kind of, you know, winging it, but I want to see what Keisha mind at.
All right, so, dude, here's Reality 101, though. Like, quarantine time is weird. Like, even people that I am super close to, I don't check on every day. Like, it's, like we're in a really, really weird space right now where, like, you're paying attention to what's right in front of your face, not necessarily what you want to pay attention to. It's like that's a real thing.
That's true. I would agree on that. But people make time for what they want.
Exactly.
Yes, they do. Yes,
true.
I'm calling you every damn day to make sure you're okay. I want to make sure that you're okay. You know?
Right. You're right about that.
People make time. I could be on the toilet. I got to call Dave and check on him. You know
what I'm saying? Right. And I reply every fucking time. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying. That, yes, a lot of things slip your mind, but those, I hate to say it, I mean, gang, those are for people that I'm not really that interested in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say that, but I mean, shit, with anybody, like... Okay,
but at the end of the day, shit works out the way it's supposed to work out.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, like, cause, like that's
fuck Tiffany and Renee.
Like, that's
I'm not gonna say that I put everything into a man's hand, but the way I was raised and from my experience, I do put a little more in the man's.
You should
because I feel like if a man really wants to see you. Date you, be around you, oh, you will know.
Period.
You will know because he would do just that.
Yep.
That's why I tell all of my friends, I'm like, don't press it, girl. If he's not communicating with you and, you know, reaching out to you the way that you're reaching out to him, he's not really interested because I don't care. A man can have 8 hustles, 5 dogs. If he likes you, you're gonna know.
I mean, dogs take a lot of time. Let's be clear.
They are demanding little
fucking animals. Like,
if a man likes you, you will know. Yep. Yes, you will know.
Right. That's true.
So is Keisha only dating you?
Well, I mean, I asked her. And I said, you know, be 100 with me. Like, if you are dating somebody else, like, let me know. Let me make that decision. You know what I'm saying? If I so-called want to be in competition or, you know, got to do what I got to. She said no.
Well, does Keisha know you're in competition? Does Keisha know
with three people? Does she know about all three people? Does she know that it's three? I don't think she knows that it's three, though.
She may not know it's three, but I did say friend. I said I do talk to other people on the phone. That's what I said.
I'm cool with it. I don't feel like you got to disclose your taxes the same way Trump did, so you ain't got to give all your money.
Trump hasn't disclosed shit.
Right. Don't ask me. Clearly. Don't ask me. Ask China.
Right. Right.
Mm.
Y'all crazy.
So, yeah, like Crystal said, right, everybody is in competition. Crystal, who is your main interest, is in freaking competition. Why don't you just cut the other chicks out? Because they, you know, shoot. They ain't giving you
it's
the time.
It's Keisha.
Anyway.
Hey.
It's Keisha.
I mean, have you seen Crystal?
All right, hold on.
It's
like,
Keisha.
Damn.
Sorry.
Like, I feel like I have to lean in here. Have you seen Crystal? Like, Jesus fucking Christ, the hell's wrong with you?
Like Crystal, yes. Like what Crystal said, Keisha is, you know, your main interest is in competition. So, like, why don't you just cut the other two chicks? And it's like, yeah, they not
main interest don't life. Always mean sole interest though.
Hey,
main interest don't always mean sole okay. interest.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, once again, going back to them taxes, you single till married, my guy. And at the end of the day, it is okay as long as everybody is clear for the most part that I talk to other people. I think it's fine.
It is, and
I feel like way. I here, feel like single. I understand the whole single to your married thing, but also you have to make sure if it's someone who you really like, you have to make sure you still show her that you're even worthy of being on that level one day.
Right.
Well, you can't and just run around.
Well,
like,
and
oh,
it is hard.
Single. I could do this. I could do that. If it's somebody you really dig in, you have to at least put forth an effort to show him that. Show them he or she like, hey, you know, one day we can be this, we can have these titles, we can live this life. You can't just full blown be like, oh, well, I'm doing whatever I want because you'll never.
I feel you on that. I'm only using the word marriage because I can respect the institution of it, but I'm not trying to impose that if that's not something he believes in. Right. I'm just saying that from my own mind frame, but I do. Concur with what you're saying in the sense of as far as showing someone, because what I do believe about institutional marriage is that some people just want the title but don't know shit about nothing outside of the ring. And
well,
so I do believe that you should be married mentally before you just put the ring on your finger, but at the end of the day I'm not going to rush myself to that if mm-hmm. I still have a few other people in my portfolio that's worth a peek. That's worth, you know, a risk in a sense.
Well,
you know, but if that one person showed themselves to hold true and it's like, okay, like I can build legacy or whatever with this person, then put all your eggs in one basket and see what you get.
Well, and this is why, like, I've got a bunch of friends that are into the whole poly thing. And I get it. I understand it. Like, it's hard to find one person that's into everything that you're into and everything
right.
that you're about.
Yeah. I think that's unrealistic anyway. I can't stand when people say, oh, they're my everything. Damn.
Yeah, no, so no, they're not. No, they're
yeah,
not. Like, no. Skeptical Dave is skeptical. No, they're not.
And another thing that I feel like people mess up is I feel like a lot of people mess up. They forget that they're individuals
right.
when
right.
they're with someone. Because right. like right now, even though me and the gentleman that I'm dating, we're, you know, we're still fresh. Everything is still fresh and new. But I like how we'll spend a few days, like we just spent 3 days together. I was over at his place. And now I feel good enough to, you know, go a couple of days before we talk every day. But I'm, you know, I feel like I can go a few days without us being in each other presence, and I enjoy that because we have this like this little routine thing going on. Now we see each other for a few days, then we don't, and I like that because first off I get to miss him.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I love
I
that.
Also and even when like right now, even though I would like to see him and I'm getting my drink on, so I really would like to see him.
Yeah.
Right. But I know for a fact I have to let him know, even if I have to do it intentionally, that I'm still an individual. I still have friends. I still have a life.
So a well, and that's that's a key difference. Do I miss you day to day or do I miss you when I'm fucking horny?
Right. No, I miss him a, I miss him a lot, but I'm intentionally, I have to intentionally let him know that I am still an individual because I like my space sometimes, even because I've lived with a man before and I still realize that I like my space. Of course you can't go somewhere overnight, but I still let, like my, the guy that I lived with in the past, I still, he still knew, hey, sometimes Anna's going to go out with her friends or just go to her sister house. Or
that's how it
do
should
whatever.
Be.
Alone, yeah.
They're concentric circles, not overlapping.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's real. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, how long have you guys went without sex ever since the quarantine has started, since, like, March?
Like, when did it start?
Yes, well, I mean, well, mine... My it was like mine got cut off right then
because the struggle is real.
Figure out, I'm a teacher, so we jumped on this online thing, and I'm like, hell, now my energy's being spent there. I'm a mom, and so I just recently pinned mine in, like, okay, it's mating season. Let's pencil this on the calendar. Because once again, I'm single, so mine is more like my Mr. Fixer Upper. It's like, okay, I'll be intentional. You know, I guess I'll shave my legs this week. You know,
yeah,
shave my cho-cha.
Wow.
And wow. Yeah, bam.
What about the other two? Like, what about you, KJ or Anna? Like, are y'all like setting up dates? Y'all got to set up like, you got to set up like a pussy appointment or a dick appointment?
I'm a very sexual person, especially if I like someone.
Oh,
so
what's your sign?
Pardon me?
What's your sign?
When I look it up, it say I'm on the cuffs of a Gemini Cancer because it's okay. June 21st. Yeah.
Okay, girl.
But I'm open about sexuality and all that good stuff. So when
you like
I
girls,
I'm a little bit, but I know, but not like I like girls like freaky wise. I know that as far as being serious, I only like men seriously.
Okay.
But, oh, man. Okay, I got to decline this call. Hold on. It's my boo, too. Oh, man.
It's my boo, too.
He's like, y'all, party over.
Right.
Let us talk for a few more minutes.
Wow. Okay, so wait. What about KJ? Like, do you got to set up, pool nanny appointments or what?
To be honest, I ain't had none since I went to Jamaica. And that was the first week of March. And since then, like in the beginning of this quarantine, we didn't know what was really going on.
Right. So
everybody was being like extra cautious. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Really taking the cautious, not going outside, not seeing nobody, not even family. Now, since like April, mid-April, like now, people have let up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, went to your mama, brother, sister, cousin, whoever. And in the midst of that, I don't know. I'm in a field of, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have sex with somebody I'm not really involved with, to be honest.
That's good.
I really don't think no women don't, because what's going to happen is we have sex and I get it for my pleasure, then I go on about my business, and then now she feeling some type of way. So I would rather, you know, pursue something and what's going on. Don't get me wrong. A nigga had them days like, man, this shit got me. Like
straight up, it's not a lot of masturbation.
I was about to say, I have fun by myself, but it ain't always that fun by yourself. Okay?
Right.
Never enough.
Hey, that's why I'm trying to narrow these four.
Dude,
not the same.
Hey, there's something to be said for Clarence Carter.
Thank you.
But
hey, you a fool.
I know. That's why, again, that's why they tolerate me.
Now you don't want to compartmentalize into trying to nail the four down.
No, I mean, not just
I'm
for
listening.
That. You know what I'm saying? It's tough. Put it like this.
I'm sure.
Ain't nothing like when I'm by myself, I'm cool, I'm calm, I'm content. But like, she came around, she's sitting there, she got to showing me her tattoos a little bit. I'm sitting over here like, like, calm down, calm down. Right. And she was feeling good. Oh man.
As she was smelling.
I mean, who doesn't want to see her? Tats. I'm sorry. There was tats. I'm sorry. It was.
Yeah, not tits. Tats.
Right.
Tits. But it feels like if she was doing that, she maybe wanted. She maybe was like giving you a nudge. She was giving you a nudge, like, come get this.
She was trying to make you like. She wanted to be your Corona.
Right, she's probably like. Right, she was like, come over here, Keep Sweat. Show me what the Sweat Hotel do.
Yeah, Keep Sweat.
She's ready.
My Corona. That's what she wanted to be.
she wanted
to be the mask.
I know she ain't going
to work. Mask on. Fuck it.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going back to work to June 1st, so hopefully, you know, get a little bit more time in before then.
Okay. Nice.
All
right. Keisha's
gonna
win. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it sounds like we all rooting for Keisha at this point.
Yeah. Go Keisha.
Go Keisha. Go Keisha.
Hey.
Are you what's the gentleman's name? AJ, right?
KJ.
KJ.
KJ. Okay. Are you Southern?
Nah, but I get that a lot. She asked me that yesterday too. She like,
oh, I hear her too.
Yeah, but you kind of sound a little Southern.
Mom is from Mississippi and my dad's from Alabama, so.
Oh.
That's why you like that, because it's something about that Southern blood, baby. We just sweet as sugar. We're fucking life up, but we sweet as sugar.
Where you from?
Well, I was born in Carolina, but I'm Duval.
Dude, I love when I have friends over and I'm doing like chicken on the grill, and I introduce them to maple syrup on chicken. They're like, "What the hell's wrong with you?" I'm like, "This, it's a Southern thing. You don't get it." And they're like, "Oh my god, like, no, you're out of your mind." I'm like, and then they eat it, and they're like, "Oh my god, this is the greatest shit ever." I'm told, yeah.
I have to hold
you.
Yeah,
I'm
like, take them up to the next step. They might need to add a little jelly in their grits if they ever get.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah. Grits. I have to try that. I'm a salt and pepper grits girl.
Sugar
doesn't go in grits.
Yes,
not at all.
We can have this debate.
Not at all.
You know they always say it's two types of people in this world.
Right.
Hey, I just my big learning moment of the week. I learned this week that chitlins had a full name. Chitterlings. I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. Like I had no idea. And I'm like somebody
posted that word was too long.
No, so like I went grocery shopping and they're like chitterlings spice and I'm like the fuck are chitterlings? And like I literally stared at it for a minute and I'm like, oh my god, they mean fucking chitlins. And what the fuck spice is this?
Any of y'all eat chitlins?
No.
I'm from the South, baby, but I do not do that.
I'm from the. I'm from the South, and I've dated black girls. Yes.
My grandmother makes them like twice a year, and I will say this: I've always been too scared to taste them because I'm a texture type of person. So even me touching it, I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But
now, do you like Jell-O?
Yeah, I do. It's weird, isn't it?
See, so but if because they're close,
texture. I don't like it. Just wait, touching it.
The texture, the smell.
Well, I mean, there's that.
I was going to say this though. I couldn't get with the texture, but I will say this: by the time she's done and they're finished, they do smell good.
Yeah, if you know how to clean them good, some people.
By the time she's done, she puts onions. Potatoes. By the time she's done, they smell good.
Crystal, do you eat
yours? I could never get with the texture.
Do I what?
Eat yours with hot sauce?
Hell yeah!
How could you not?
Yep, I drink it with hot sauce.
Again,
I drink it with
again.
Hot sauce.
This is why they tolerate me.
Why do we drink it with hot sauce? Is it to take away the smell? That's what I'm just like.
No, it's just to add a little kick to it. To make it, yeah.
And everybody got that one uncle or cousin who can clean the hell out some chitlins. And I got an uncle named Tater, and he is the chitlin cleaner every Thanksgiving. And I just be like, dog, they need to honor you.
Like, there should be a wrestling belt. Like, he should have a wrestling belt for that.
Straight up. Oh, I work at the... I've been working at the meat market. Yeah, this season's for them too. Cause my grandma, she don't like them frozen, so she get them during like Thanksgiving season because she knows other than that they're frozen. And you know, well, Jesley knows I work at the meat market. I've been working there for since like 07. So every year I've seen my fair share of chitlins, but baby, one year they came in and some of them they still had the booty on it, baby. It messed my mind.
I mean, what? Wait, what?
Right.
They come. Okay, it's intestines, right?
They send them
to the market already with the booty hole cut off. Like it's just the intestines. But every blue moon, that we get a case in that still has, and it looks like a human booty hole. I'm so serious.
I can't.
I mean, there's not, okay. Biochem degree. There's not an asshole on the planet that doesn't look the same. Like every animal has an asshole. That looks about the same.
I'm telling you,
they all look like it's a circle with an asterisk. That's all of them.
I'm gonna tell you though, it looks identical. If someone didn't work at the meat market with me and I showed it to you, you would think that you were looking at a Caucasian woman's ass.
Oh.
If someone would have told me that at 9:53 p.m. I'd have been discussing the animal kingdom's assholes. I would have said no.
I'm just saying because of the color. You know, they're it's like a pinkish white color. It looks like a booty hole.
It is
a booty hole.
It's a Karen's asshole. I got you. It's Karen. It's
all of this in the booty holes. I will make sure mine's is clean because if the Mr. Fixer Upper ever wants me to go on my belly, I will.
But okay, so speaking of that ass.
Damn.
Okay,
so
the best is bend over.
Let's switch topics. So, okay.
No pokage, baby. No
speaking
pokage.
Of the booty hole. Hey, let's switch topics. Speaking of the booty hole. So, is anybody getting they salad tossed during the COVID quarantine?
I'm getting
a finger from the back. I haven't gotten it licked though. But he hit me with the finger and he put in about this much the other night.
And when she leans back and moans, the look on his face.
Peppermint.
You gotta do the blow. Everybody knows that little cool feeling you get with the peppermint. Same feeling.
He has to put the peppermint in his mouth.
Yeah,
his mouth, or he has to put it in my booty.
Jess, his mouth and just I fucking love you in this entire show. I'm just saying. Just so you know. just so you know.
This 14 old man, we in America, man. I guess it's 13 old. I don't know shit.
Okay. So he puts the peppermint in his mouth, and it
right.
Puts it
but it's
mouth.
Like right. You kind of just gotta let him kind of take the tongue, go around the thing, and then do that blow.
Like the soft peppermint. Hold on. Like there's the soft peppermint candies that dissolve quickly, and then there's the hard ones that like stay around for a while. Like is there a delta? Like I.
Last all day, you don't
want to
feel numb.
Okay, I want to make sure I have my technique correct. I just want to make sure.
Oh my god! Okay, so wait, have any of y'all ever tried the you know, on Girls Trip, the movie, the grapefruit on the penis?
I've tried it.
No. How it didn't. Was it? It was, who tried
no,
that?
It. I tried it. It was a disaster. The reason I say it's a disaster is because it's too not only is it messy, but the tartness of a grapefruit. We should have used the orange. The tartness from the grapefruit.
I was like,
it was kind of sour. And then me trying to suck it, it didn't work out. And then
depending on what his flavor is, ew.
Yes. And another thing that I didn't like about the grapefruit is that while you, even if you're successful with it and you like it, you can't go into having sex right after. Because you have to, and woman, you know, with our sensitive vaginas, you can't just stick your grapefruit penis.
No, you can't put acid into acid. That's not how that works.
You can't be calling that acid. It's alkaline now.
It kind of messed up the mood, because first that wasn't working out, and then even when we were done with that, and we were like, okay, let's get busy with what we know was going to be good, and we had to stop, wash it. We're not doing that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's like communism. It looked phenomenal on paper, but shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't get into the fruits and stuff.
Yeah. So I do like whipped cream. Yeah. I do like whipped cream.
As long as we're all eating fruit. Because when you eat, the more fruit you eat, it goes down in your digestive system.
Pineapple juice.
And pineapple juice.
I mean, it's not even doing me any good. I got a 24-pack of pineapple juice in the fridge right here. It's all the time. It's doing me no good. I'm still mixing drinks with it, just in case.
Hold on, Crystal, what about you? You like your booty hole lit?
You like...
I gotta go to the bathroom.
The question is, will Keisha like her? That's the question.
Right.
Will Keisha like her?
Well, you know. I am Scorpio. Hear me roar.
Okay.
All right.
enough said.
I seen this meme on Instagram the other day, and it was like two monkeys, right? And it was a male monkey and a female monkey. And so the female monkey, she was bent all the way over, you know, her ass was up in the air like this, and the male monkey, he had his whole face in her ass. And so the caption was, girl, I don't see how you still talking to him. And then she like, yeah. That's why I'm still talking to that nigga.
Why?
I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I mean, you know, everybody like different stuff, you know, but I mean, you know, this part of the conversation. So, you know.
Yeah, there's not a girl on the planet that says no to can I lick it from the back. Nobody. None of them.
As long as you're not too sloppy, I don't like sloppy, but you can always go to my dupe shoot, okay, baby? All the time. You're
sloppy
invited.
All you want, sir. Sloppy Joe's is always like
sloppy.
Me. Sloppy Joe's.
I don't like sloppy. Oh, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to change the subject, but I want men to know this now.
Let me know.
Listen, us, when you down there licking the nice cootie cat,
the nice
focus
cat.
Focus on the man in the boat,
the lady in the boat,
all that other stuff y'all be doing.
Okay, man. but let's be clear, the clitoris is not the DJ play button,
right? Your clitoris, Dave, or my clitoris?
No, like dude, in general. Dude, there's not a woman on the planet that wants to get hit like a fucking DJ's play button in a club. No.
No, I would say no. You can't be rough on it, but if you want us to enjoy,
not your finger, but your tongue.
Yes, and for us to come, because some men get down there. We don't like this. I hate when men get down there and they're like a little cat. They're like a cat licking milk. They're like,
No, it's dude. Sam Kinison. One. Okay.
Do that.
Sam Kinison taught.
Do that.
Sam Kinison taught me two things. One, make her come twice before she's even sure you have a dick. And two, do the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Wow. Silly. Well, that conversation was very light and happy. And this has been great.
Yes. The Quarantine Chronicles, baby.
Quarantine. Wow. Yes.
Quarantine.
Thank you.
Quarantine style.
Or, yes. I mean,
conversation.
Quarantine, if you will.
I don't know how much time we got, but I definitely enjoy everybody.
Oh, shit, it is 10 o'clock. Whatever.
Yeah.
That was quick.
I enjoy
no,
it.
No guy wants to hear that was quick. No guy.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, I thought you was waiting 3 days to see him.
That's
not
like, Lord, they gonna be a bad.
No, I have to make him wait today. But when he does see me, actually after this phone call, I'm gonna FaceTime him, and he's gonna see a little breast. He's gonna see some breasts.
And I don't get it, Anna.
I'm gonna let him know what he's gonna, you know, what he has to look forward to.
Okay.
You know? Oh, right. The miss me factor is so important.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, is that how that works?
I'm gonna show him a little areola.
Okay.
And let him know that we will see each other soon.
Okay.
Right. Look. Okay. But most black girls, we can't show a little areola. We got to show this whole big ass areola because I'm a southern girl. When I say it's a real big one, okay?
She said it's a real big one.
Yes.
It's a silver dollar around a quarter.
Ain't no
little girl nipples on this.
Right, baby. Let him know, baby. These ain't no McDonald's pancakes over here,
Julie. I'm telling you. Okay.
These Connie and Barbers.
When these pop up, you know I'm serious.
Wow.
They are. Yeah.
Yes, it was definitely so much fun. Thank you so much for our guest, AJ.
Thanks for inviting me.
Shout out to our social media.
We had such a blast with all of y'all.
I'm at Princess Anna on Instagram.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Look, I don't even really do social media like this. I did this for JB. So if you don't know me, you won't know me.
I like that. If you don't know, you won't.
All right, so KJ, what's your social media and your phone number?
Keisha gonna beat your ass.
Keisha
homegirl. Keisha homegirl gonna listen to the whole thing. Keisha homegirl gonna listen to the whole thing.
You ain't gotta say it out loud, KJ. Just use your fingers, like.
Because I'm gonna get jealous and mute your ass.
Love it.
KJ. All right. Tell Keisha we said hi, okay?
Right. We're rooting for Keisha.
Keisha okay, gonna so come
so
over with
where,
that
wait, so where, can I find, you at on FaceTime? Where can I find you on FaceTime at? What's your name on FaceTime?
Crystal, you already know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know that. See, we went to high school together, so we know back like four flat. But you know, okay, so y'all want to put your information out there because you already got your lineup.
Yeah,
they're gonna find you on POF though.
She said POF.
I mean, he's apparently got someone in the batter circle. He's got someone on deck. And he's got like someone like waiting for like in the what the hell is it called, the dugout?
Yeah. Snappy good, nappy dugout.
Snappy.
Yeah. This was fun.
Oh my God. This was fun.
It was.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
you guys will have to come back on for some more quarantine.
I want to talk about some more sex, so hit me up.
Like, let's do this again after my appointment. After my Mr. Fixer-Upper appointment.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Wear the mask, though. Wear the mask and the gloves. Do that for me.
I am the mask, baby.
Oh. All right.
Right. Oh, I get that one. I get it.
I mean,
my good's gonna get.
Wait, what?
Wait.
I have questions about how that works with the mask. Yeah.
AJ, you look like a highly intelligent white man. No, you know what I'm talking about, Dave.
Here's the deal. I had this conversation with another show.
If you was Dave, I would be Wendy's, but not the daughter.
I mean, I'm okay with calling me daddy. I actually had this conversation with another show, and it was hilarious. It was like, because we do a lot of live broadcasts from events. And they're like, dude, I saw that you did a show from the Kink Ball. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, so have you noticed that like most of the like BDSM bondage shit, like that's mostly white people. Like apparently, go figure, black people have a problem with being like tied up and whipped.
All
right.
I've done it before, but
all right. No, right. Too far, huh? Right, but hey, Jess, you one of our light skinned sisters. Go ahead, girl.
Okay, I did, but
I might need you to coach me through it one day.
I might need her to coach me through this one day.
I don't like being tied up.
I keep trying, but nah.
Ooh, I like that, Anna. Y'all better go ahead, Gemini Cancer.
Right.
Ow.
Hey, Ms. Walker.
What's your sign, KJ?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, hell. Y'all crazy as hell. But that's my Mr. Mr. Fixer up. I'm going to give y'all credit when it comes to certain things. But boy, y'all crazy as hell.
I mean, Libra guys are okay. They're okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, well, I guess maybe. What's your? You said, "Oh, you're a Scorpio." See, I'm an Aries. Taurus,
oh, the best. I'm on the cusp. I'm the best.
I'm on the cusp too. So maybe it's because I'm a Ram and a Bull. So I'm over here like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm just straight up Taurus. Now. So I'm an obstinate, bullheaded motherfucker. I got
right,
you.
Right. And if you just hate Dave when a Libra's trying to be all balanced, you might have to knock your shit down.
Well, thank y'all for joining us again.
Definitely.
Yep. Sending prayers.
This was fun.
It was.
This was a fun show. I'm glad you guys did this.
Have fun and have good sex.
Okay? Sounds good to me.
If the sex isn't good, you got to move on.
Dang. Just like that. You know,
Just like that.
All right, toodles, y'all.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Chrissy Matt.
We out.
That was
funny.
All right. That was fun. Thanks. Be up, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it.
Yep. So, Jesslyn.
Thank you, KJ.
Wait, you haven't done your clothes yet.
All right. So, we're out. Like all of our videos on Closet Conversations on Facebook, Closet Conversations on Instagram, you know, Closet with the K, Conversations with the K, a Z at the end of Conversations. I'm Chrissy Mack. That's Berkeley. And we are
Closet Conversation.